dressed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you're falling to pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. Nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me and you. And we used to paint this town, burn it down, and go round, go round, go round. Hey, what are you doing right now? I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me.
There's Keith Urban singing one called Messed Up As Me. Up next, we're going to plug you into this week's Power Country Recharge song featuring the Zac Brown Band. You'll also hear great music from Luke Bryan, Chris Stapleton, and Chase Matthews. Plus, I'll share this week's Power Thought. That and more on the way right here in Power Country with me, your host, Rich Miller.
At Thompson Excavating and Demolition, we dig Wisconsin. Thompson is committed to helping you complete any excavation and demolition projects you may have. On schedule, within budget, and up to your exact specifications. Their extensive services include basement excavation, room additions and site clearing, building pads, driveways, grading and compacting, red gravel and sand, and versatile skid steer and mini excavation work. Call Chris for a free estimate today at 715-892-0097. Thompson Excavating and Demolition. We dig Wisconsin.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Always happy to have you on board with us here in Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and it's time now for Power Country Recharge. This is the part of the show where we plug you into a song with a great message so you can recharge and get your spirit lifted. This week's Recharge song features the one and only Zac Brown Band, with a song that reminds us that we all need to take a break now and then. Or as Zac Brown says, to leave your troubles on the bank and gas in your tank and tie up.
There's something in water around here. It's more than just boats and beers. It's new friends, old songs, sunsets, sing-alongs, and problems that disappear. And it don't matter where you're from or who you know. Just pull up slow. You want to tie up. Put your feet in the water, pop a coat top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you master craft or your bass tracker, it don't matter. Tie up, coozy up a can, put a little sun on that farmer's tan. Leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup and tie up. Cocktail cove, just
just laughing and lying and sunburned, frying good times in stereo. Get a tube full of crickets and some bull peanuts, catch an AM buzz and tie up. Put your feet in the water, pop a cold top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Fast Tracker, it don't matter. Tie up, koozie up a can, put a little sun on that farmer's tan. Leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank, just worry about what's in your cup.
Hey y'all, it's Luke Bryan, and you're listening to Power Country with Rich Miller.
We were small town men to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway. By the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing, we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, the time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder.
Baby, love you, miss you, mean it, baby. It's country music you can believe in. Power Country.
Chris Stapleton singing, Think I'm in Love with You. Well, it's time now for this week's Power Thought. You know, we only get one life, and I believe we should try to be aware of the moments we are given more often than we do sometimes. I'm talking about things that might seem little, but as the years go by, we come to realize how big and important those little things really are. Like a long walk down a country road you were going to take to have a conversation with someone you care about, but somehow you never got around to it. That close friend you grew up with, who you meant to keep in touch with, but drifted away from. That trip you dreamed of, that you were always going to take, but never took. We're so busy trying to get where we want to go, that we often forget about where we came from, who we are, people we left behind, and those simple things that mean so much. The best moments in life are the ones we slow down to take notice of. Just like a beautiful sunset, or that long heart-to-heart talk with somebody that we love. As each year goes by, I realize it's a lot more about the experiences along this lifetime journey, and a lot less about the destination we're trying so hard to get to. And that's our Power Thought this week.
I forgot how much I love that smell of the dirt fresh off the plow. That tailgate rattle, tires on gravel. I sure do love that sound. And I can't believe I spent so many years running from this. It's slow and it's small and it's life out of crawl, but it's everything I miss. Where we come. I told goodbye. Then I lay back on my truck hood and I pondered why we're here. And if you stare long enough at the heavens above, man, it all gets crystal clear.
With The Things We Forget. We've got more feel-good music just ahead, including great songs from Chris Young, Dylan Marlowe, and Dylan Scott. Plus, we'll be making a time jump back into country music history for a classic you won't want to miss. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing for your Sunday. West winds and highs in the middle 80s. In the overnight, mostly clear skies. Lows will drop to the upper 50s. Our winds will be light. On Monday, a chance of showers and storms. Partly sunny skies and lower 80s. Currently 65 degrees.
We're traveling through a place called Power Country. I'm Rich Miller. You know, we're going to take a time jump back to the year when the iPod was launched just ahead. And that same year, Brad Paisley had a hit song about the power of love. But first, Chris Young's going to sing about young love and Saturday nights.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account.
Silver. with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where it plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage. She loves this southern draw from north of Atlanta. That Silverado we got parked outside loves it. Cranking 89 Alabama, kissing boys. Young love and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Yeah, Saturday nights. Young love and Saturday nights.
There's Chris Young with Young Love and Saturday Nights. Right now, we're going to power up that musical time machine and take a time jump back into music history.
You turn the time circuits on.
We're jumping back to the year 2001, when gas was $1.45 a gallon and the iPod was launched. Hey, I still have mine. The very first space tourist paid $20 million to get on the International Space Station for 6 days. The Leaning Tower of Pisa reopened after repairs to stop it from leaning too far and falling over. 2001 was also the year that Brad Paisley scored a hit with a song that makes you realize what a miracle families really are. Brad says this song is about the fact that you can trace everything back to two people's romance. Brad says that the reason you're here and the reason I'm here is that our parents saw something in one another. Two people fell in love.
The baby's born in the middle of the night in the local delivery room. They grab his feet, smack him till he cries. He goes home the next afternoon. Before you know it, he's off to school and then he graduates in May. Goes out and gets a PhD and then cures all sorts of things. Wins the Nobel Prize and saves a million different lives. The world's a better place for all he's done. It's funny when you think about the reason he's alive. It's all because two people fell in love. Right now at a picnic shelter down by Caney Creek, you'll find potato salad, hot dogs and baked beans. The whole Wilson family's lined up filling their paper plates. And they've drove or flown in here from 15 different states. Stanley Wilson says that 60 years ago he Miss Emma Tucker was the one. Now five generations get together every June, and all because two people fell in love. Yeah, there ain't nothing not affected when two hearts get connected. All that is will be your everyone's. Hey, single choice we make, every breath we get to take, is all because two people fell in love. Well,
I recall a young man who was drifting aimlessly, and a young waitress who seemed lonesome as could be. But in a little cafe right off of 14th Avenue, with a whole lot of help from up above, we met and things sure turned around for me and you, and all because two people fell in love. Well, baby, there ain't nothing not affected when two hearts get connected. All that is will be or ever was. I'm glad your dad could not resist your mama's charms and you exist. Two people fell in love. You know, to me it's all so clear. Every one of us is here, all because two people fell in love. A baby's born in the middle of the night in the local delivery room. They grab his feet, smack him till he cries. He goes home the next afternoon.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire. Keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work card. To the ones pushing that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing.
Power Country with Rich Miller, the perfect blend of music and motivation.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. Trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise.
said, I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kinda my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing.
That's Morgan Wallen with Cowgirls, brought to you by Big Loud Records. Got a great song from Brian Martin up next, plus we'll get a backstage pass with Matthew Ramsey of the group Old Dominion, who'll tell us about their song, Coming Home. That's all on the way in our final stop in Power Country this week. Welcome back. I'm Rich Miller, and we have reached the final stop on this week's trip through Power Country. Just ahead, we've got a backstage pass for you with Matthew Ramsey of the group Old Dominion. And to take us there, here's Brian Martin, We Ride.
Well, I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and get too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, no, he never caught us, so. Oh, we ride to the bar by Levy 85, jacked up square by the Chevy, blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, oh, we ride, pedal to the floorboard, she begging for more, sipping on apple pie, moonshine, and I'll be gone by the morning light. State lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Oh, we ride like a holly on a two-lane, Palomino cross plane, drop it down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a cold Bud Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my giver, needle peg at 9 to 5. But that's all right, cause I'm running every red light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. Yeah, cause I've been on
That's Brian Martin with We Ride. Right now, we're going to get you up close and personal with the stars and their thoughts about all kinds of things as we bring you another Power Country Backstage Pass. This week, our featured Backstage Pass artist is Matthew Ramsey of the group Old Dominion. And he's got a few thoughts to share on what their song, Coming Home, is all about.
Coming Home is about the anticipation of the moment that you get to wrap your arms around your loved one. You're just waiting to get, you've been gone and you want to get home, and that energy and excitement that surrounds that moment that feels so good to everyone after they've been gone for a long time. We just tried to capture that in song form.
Here's our featured Backstage Pass artist, Matthew Ramsey, and the rest of Old Dominion with their song, Coming Home.
I've been so many miles, I done forgot how long I've been gone. I worn a hole right through my soul in both the shoes I got on. I ran the streets, I shot the breeze, I've seen the world but found out my ragged heart's still on a string that's tied to you. And I'm on my way, I'm almost there. I look like hell, baby, but I don't care. Pick out your best dress, leave it on the floor. I'm coming in hot, baby, can't wait no more. Yeah, so baby, leave a light on and let your hair down. I'm your midnight rider, it won't be long now. Been driving all night, some candy bar the door. Gonna hold you tight, so hold the phone. Gonna kiss you like I'm coming home from war. You kept a candle. Turning home, I'll turn you on as soon as I turn the key. Your gravity is pulling me, you're all I need. I'm on my way, I'm almost there. I look like hell, baby, but I don't care. Yeah, this old highway is through with me. Yeah, there's a million winding roads, but just one place I wanna be. So, baby, leave the light on and let your hair down. I'm your midnight.
Hold you to go on, lay down your
You've been listening to America's positively encouraging music program, Power Country with Rich Miller. This program is produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing for your Sunday. West winds at highs in the middle 80s. In the overnight, mostly clear skies. Lows will drop to the upper 50s. Our winds will be light. On Monday, a chance of showers and storms. Partly sunny skies and lower 80s. Right now, it's 64.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News, Trump assassination attempt. I'm Mark Remillard. The FBI continuing its investigation into the apparent assassination attempt of former President Trump on Saturday. Bullets whizzed by Trump's head, at least one grazing his ear as a gunman opened fire from a rooftop a few hundred yards outside the venue in Pennsylvania where Trump was speaking at the time. Authorities say a spectator was killed and two others wounded. Secret Service teams jumping into action. ABC's Josh Margolin with more.
We understand that a counter-sniper team or a counter-sniper agent was the one who killed the shooter. And that is a normal type of thing. The Secret Service routinely will deploy counter-sniper teams with their full teams when there are rallies for a president, a former president.
Trump was escorted away by Secret Service agents and taken to a hospital where he was evaluated, later returned to New Jersey. President Biden condemning the shooting and political violence. This is ABC News reporting. An American teenager and her two young cousins have been found safe nearly 2 weeks after they disappeared in Mexico. ABC's Dave Packer.
Utah 14-year-old Elizabeth Gonzalez, along with her 6- and 4-year-old Mexican cousins, found safe in Veracruz, Mexico, nearly 2 weeks after they disappeared while visiting family in Mexico City. The FBI identified 31-year-old Antonio Marino, Gonzalez's uncle, the biological father of her two cousins, as the suspect in their disappearance. Marino allegedly took the girls without their mother's permission. The FBI issued a federal arrest warrant for Marino and will seek extradition to the U.S. Charges include kidnapping. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The world's first hydrogen-powered commercial passenger ferry set to start operating in San Francisco's Bay Area as part of plans to phase out diesel-powered vessels. California officials held a demonstration on Friday of the 70-foot catamaran that will transport up to 75 passengers along the waterfront between Pier 41 and downtown San Francisco. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A recent poll shows how older voters view the race for president. Mike Moan reports.
The poll in this crucial battleground state, released by AARP, was conducted right after the first debate between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. In Wisconsin, Trump now leads Biden by 6 percentage points among voters 18 and up, according to this new survey. Pollster Bob Ward helped lead the effort, and he points out that a very high percentage of voters 50 and older are extremely motivated to cast their ballot, more so than younger populations.
There's typically a motivation gap, but not by the size that we're seeing now. And that's what makes this election really different and why it makes the voters 50 plus such a key deciding block in the electorate.
83% of voters 50 and older said a candidate's position on Social Security is very important in shaping their vote. Medicare was at 72%. More than 1,000 likely voters around Wisconsin were interviewed, with an oversampling of nearly 450 likely voters past the age of 50. The age of the leading presidential candidates is dominating national rhetoric about the election, but Ward emphasizes that under this poll, voters strongly indicate they're not too happy about their economic situation.
The debate had its impact on this race, but I think the fundamentals of this race is that people are really feeling an economic pinch.
Despite a strong jobs market, economic factors like inflation and rising prices were cited as a key concern among older adults. Ward says it appears President Biden is taking the blame for that sentiment, but overall, both candidates are not looked at favorably. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers lose to the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Washington Nationals Saturday, 6-5. Milwaukee had jumped out to an early 5-0 lead in the bottom of the first, but never scored again. Manager Pat Murphy.
Game doesn't let you do that sometimes, you know what I mean? The game treats you bad. It's kind of all came together for us with the same type of wins we had. The other teams are beating us that way. They're young, nothing to lose, playing free.
Washington manager Davey Martinez on how the Nationals offense came alive, finally.
Our bats were really good. You know, we didn't chase as much. We got the ball in the zone. Everybody made good contact today.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Bulls 96-89 in Summer League action. First-round draft pick A.J. Johnson with 13 points. How do you feel after his first game in the NBA?
It felt great, actually, just to be out there. Have my first NBA game. It's nothing like it. There's no other feeling like it. But I definitely wish I could have got the win. You know, it was definitely a good experience, for sure.
That's the Bucks' A.J. Johnson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing for your Sunday. West winds at highs in the middle 80s. In the overnight, mostly clear skies. Lows will drop to the upper 50s. Our winds will be light. On Monday, a chance of showers and storms. Partly sunny skies and lower 80s. Right now, it's 64.
This week on Viewpoints.
Invest in sports that have a global footprint, but which perhaps are commercially underdeveloped.
This week we talk about Saudi Arabia's big bet on international sports. Then.
That does not mean that we can raise our hands and we give up and we say, oh, well, it's too late. The temperatures are rising, because these damages are not sort of going off of a cliff.
Maintaining life amidst the growing effects of climate change. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? You've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of STP full synthetic oil with an STP extended life oil filter for just $29.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Why are certain providers and medical doctors not listening to family members who have lived through a disease path for such a long time?
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
Last week, in the second half of Viewpoints, we began covering Saudi Arabia's aggressive move into the sports industry and what's really behind this big power play. In just the last few years, the oil-rich Middle Eastern Gulf country has dropped billions of dollars to buy out existing teams, prominent players, and fund new leagues across several sports. Are you familiar with LIV Golf? In 2021, the country spent $2 billion to create the standalone league, and since then has acquired some of the sport's greatest names to play exclusively under its roster. The league has grown to be so much of a headache for the American-led PGA Tour that earlier this spring it negotiated an agreement to eventually merge with LIV Golf, and it doesn't end there. Saudi leaders have struck big deals to host major tennis championships, the Formula One Grand Prix, and several wrestling and mixed martial arts competitions. And don't forget about football, which we know as soccer here in the States.
Lots of investment in football, soccer, especially in the Saudi Pro League, where some very prominent global footballers have gone to play, male footballers have gone to play, and I'm thinking specifically here of Cristiano Ronaldo.
That's Simon Chadwick, a professor of sports and geopolitical economies at Schema Business School in France. As Chadwick mentioned last week, one person behind this big investment into sports is the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He rules over Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, which as of last month is estimated to hold $925 billion in assets. Essentially, this money exists to finance projects that will help grow and diversify the nation's economy. Leaders like Salman have been vocal about the need to invest in other ventures outside of oil and believe that a heavy presence in global sports will help move the country into a more modern and innovative age. The hope is that this in turn will help the government better connect with the country's predominantly Gen Z and millennial population. But at the end of the day, while Saudi has offered up many reasons for this expansion, there are still many critics in the West who believe that it's really all about trying to improve its tarnished reputation.
I guess the one thing that we very often hear is about sport washing and how Saudi Arabia is sport washing, which is essentially trying to cleanse its image, its reputation. We know, many of us, that Saudi Arabia has a particular reputation, and that is an outcome of several episodes over the last 20 years. And so I think brand Saudi Arabia is trying to change perceptions, is trying to change attitudes, is trying to get us to see the country in a different way.
But looking inward, is Saudi Arabia actually taking genuine steps to change its conservative culture and outdated practices?
So one of the things that I think many of us know is that historically there has been considerable inequality between males and females. For the first time in 2018, as many of your listeners may know, Saudi women were permitted to drive cars. There are now, across Saudi Arabia, female-only gyms, which before 2018, there weren't female-only gyms. And so, you know, for those of us who believe that sport has the power to do good things to change societies, you know, we could say that Saudi Arabia is a very interesting case study about how transformational sport can actually be. I guess the problem is just because a woman can go to a gym or just because a woman can go and watch a soccer game, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's real equality, true equality. So as the international community, I think it's incumbent upon us to continue to observe and to monitor and to comment on what's happening in Saudi Arabia.
Looking ahead, Saudi Arabia is hosting the 2034 FIFA World Cup and is also planning to submit a bid to host the 2036 Summer Olympics. Leading up to these two main stage events, Chadwick thinks Saudi leaders will pay special attention to avoid the fallout we've seen from past human rights mistakes, like those observed in Qatar leading up to the 2022 World Cup. But this also leads us to another question. Does the country really care about human rights? Or just appearances?
What I think Saudi Arabia has learned from Qatar is that if it gets caught up in the same scandals, it will be potentially very damaging to the country. And I sense that the Saudi Arabians are determined not to make the same mistakes as the Qataris. In other words, they want to manage their communications much more effectively from the outset. It's interesting that they say they're not going to comment until an official bid has been made. And I think what we will also see potentially coming out of Saudi Arabia is they will be very careful to demonstrate that there have at least been some changes that have a positive impact upon labour markets in the country. What's going to be really interesting is whether Saudi Arabia chooses to go head to head and fight, or whether Saudi Arabia chooses to collaborate and effect the kind of positive transformations that many of us in the global north, I think, would expect.
At the same time, many long-standing organizations and sports watchers aren't happy about its swift takeover of certain sports. After all, the country has such deep pockets that in many cases, it's impossible for others to compete with these staggering bids. Chadwick says while there's not much that can be done about outbidding, the country's new endeavors will still face several challenges that money can't solve so easily.
The barriers to entry for Saudi spending in sports are existing TV contracts, existing teams, existing clubs, existing fan affiliations with teams. So what Saudi Arabia is doing, primarily through the Public Investment Fund, which is essentially the sovereign wealth of Saudi Arabia, is to invest in sports that have a global footprint, but which perhaps are commercially underdeveloped. So we see, for example, work in tennis, We hear that Saudi Arabia may be interested in investing in rugby and a little more in golf and cricket. And so whilst I don't think that we should expect Saudi Arabia to gate crash, I think for the time being, at least, we can't imagine Saudi Arabia buying an NBA franchise, for example. I think that would be too far too fast. But what we are seeing Saudi Arabia doing is working from the margins inwards.
We're still in the early stages of Saudi's headfirst dive into sports. Only time will tell if the plan ends in success or is an expensive blunder. To find out more about this topic and our guest, Simon Chadwick, head to viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, hotter summers and more dangerous heat waves are just one side effect of worsening climate change when Viewpoints returns.
Nowadays, most value menus are just kind of menus, unless you're at KFC. With Taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy drumming thigh, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices, a side of creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit for just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. Taste of KFC deals. Available all day, every day. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
Work is busy, and home,
Mom,
pretty much the same. But you wouldn't know it, because my skin doesn't look stressed thanks to Olay Retinol Body Wash. Its hydrating formula is packed with vitamin B3 complex plus retinol. I use Olay Retinol Body Wash to transform my skin from dry to moisturized and visibly renewed. Sure, I still have stress, but my skin looks amazing. Try Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. Also try Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Certainly, we all want to see suicide prevention, and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle.